Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Alicia Davis, the event coordinator for the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about some of the events they have coming up. So we know that Hocus Pocus in the Park is one of the bigger events that the Chamber puts on during the year. Can people expect some of the same favorites from last year to return to this year's Hocus Pocus in the Park?
Yes, we are planning everything from last year, but then Relay for Life is partnering with us, and so they will have even more games and activities going on. They're having a bags tournament. We're also having food trucks. So we have four food trucks that will be set up for the event, which we've not had before. So I'm excited about that part. And we're planning on getting a lot more businesses to set up candy and games and fun things for kiddos and families.
For people that haven't been to Hocus Pocus in the Park before, whether they weren't able to make it last year or whether they just haven't been to one of these events before, is it just kind of a bunch of individual booths that are set up around the area, or do people kind of just park up around the square and everyone just kind of moves and mingles together?
No, so you'll park and then you'll come to the square, and then we'll have individual booths that will be set up that you can just walk up to and do games and activities, and then they are doing like a bunch of different giveaways. And then we also have pony rides and hayrack rides and face painting, and we have a pumpkin Polaroid booth. And then the costume contest will be on the bandstand, which is always a big hit for kids. So,
is there any age limit for the costume contest, or is it kind of just for any kid that kind of still has that creative energy and they can still participate as well?
Well, I mean, usually I think we say up to 12 years of age, but you're definitely welcome to come down with your costume on any age and join in the activities and show off your costume.
I know that one of the big things last year for Hocus Pocus in the Park was the movie in the park that was at the end of the event. Do you know what the movie is going to be for this year?
Yeah, it's Hotel Transylvania.
Okay, do you think that people might need to bring an extra jacket, some blankets, anything else to keep them warm, just in case there's a bit of bad weather?
Yeah, last year we had really great weather, but it did get a little chilly, and blankets or, you know, coats, and get bundled up and sit back and watch a movie.
So the last thing we have to go over is Choctober. We know that everyone loves to eat chocolate. That's easy. But this is also a great event for charity as well. You know that swag bags are available for $30 and regular passes are also available for $10. Where is the money that Choctober is raising going towards?
So WCHC, or Washington County Hospitals and Clinics, they partner with us on this and support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we partner together to raise, they're raising funds for their organization, we're raising funds for ours. Really, it's more of an event to help promote our businesses downtown and get people to come downtown and shop around and check out all the different things we have going on the square. So that's really what the event is about, and enjoying some great chocolates, obviously. That's a huge part. But this event has really taken off and been a great success in the past 4 years that we've been doing it. And I predict this year will be probably our biggest year yet.
How did this event kind of evolve over time? You said that it first started around 4 or so years ago. And how did it all start? Why do you kind of think that this might be the biggest event yet?
I don't know if I want to say biggest one, because our first one was definitely really big and we were like blown away by how many people attended. But we've definitely done some things differently and made it a ticketed event. And I think it'll be more of a more successful event, I should say, just because we have lived and learned and made some changes and made it more a fun chocolate walk and a way to just support all of our downtown businesses that participate. Also, partnering with the hospital has been a big thing. We started that last year, and we hope that this year it'll be even better, and we'll get some pre-sales done because we haven't offered pre-sales before, and that'll be a great tool, I think, to knowing, like, how many people are going to attend and getting information to them to be part of the event.
That was today's House and House Washington page with Alicia Davis, the event coordinator for the Washington Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking about some of the events they have coming up. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.